rich will have to pay for the poor so everybody can have health care. At least that's what the Democrats are saying in the House. A House bill will slam millionaires with a 5.4% surtax. I'll explain. Also coming up, you'll have to just visualize this because it's radio after all, but can you imagine a 24-foot shark washing up on the shores where you were just swimming? That happened on Long Island. We have some New Yorkers listening to us. You'll have to call and tell us about the water cooler buzz. I talked to some people in Jersey today, and I talked to some people in Long Island, and that's all anybody was talking about. Suddenly, they forgot about everything that was happening in New York City and all the woes of the weather, because it's quite cool in New York. What about that global warming? Because they're in the 80s, and it was all about the shark. Everybody was talking about the shark all day long as soon as it washed up onto the beach there in Long Island. In the meantime, in the Capitol, it was all about Sonia Sotomayor and some of the comments that she had to defend in a mild grilling, because I thought it was tepid at best. She certainly wasn't getting drilled the way Roberts or Alito or Bork or even Clarence Thomas in the past, if you've watched any of those hearings, did. So it was a different story. So Kate Delaney here on America Tonight, thrilled as always to be the captain of this ship as we maneuver from coast to coast and everywhere in between. Let's talk about those hearings. And one of the big comments that she was going to be asked, we knew this, the bullet was in the gun, so to speak, 7 weeks ago. It came out about some comments she made about being a wise Latino woman versus a white man as far as their judgment in certain cases. And here's how she defended that when Senator Leahy asked her the question about the Latino remark.
No words I have ever spoken or written have received so much attention. I gave a variant of my speech to a variety of different groups, most often to groups of women lawyers or to groups, most particularly, of young Latino lawyers and students. As my speech made clear in one of the quotes that you reference, I was trying to inspire them to believe that their life experiences would enrich the legal system, because different life experiences and backgrounds always do. I don't think that there is a quarrel with that in our society. I was also in trying to inspire them to believe that they could become anything they wanted to become, just as I had. The context of the words that I spoke have created a misunderstanding, and to give everyone assurances, I want to state up front, unequivocally and without doubt, I do not believe that any ethnic, racial, or gender group has an advantage in sound judging. I do believe that every person has an equal opportunity to be a good and wise judge, regardless of their background or life experiences. What the words that I used agreeing with the sentiment that Justice Sandra Day O'Connor was attempting to convey. I understood that sentiment to be what I just spoke about, which is that both men and women were equally capable of being wise and fair judges.
All right, so the bottom line is, was that a defense or an attempt at some spin by the Supreme Court nominee? I think it kind of fell flat, but she explained and tried to tie it into Sandra Day O'Connor. And really, to be honest, in watching these hearings from the start to finish, I would say, as I described it, for lack of a better word, they were tepid. There wasn't real fireworks, not really. And there was so much buildup to this whole Latina woman thing, cartoons galore, if you happen to pick up a paper today, any of the papers, the syndicated cartoonist, I can't think of his name off the top of my head, but, you know, that was probably the funniest thing I saw of the whole hearing so far. But she, you know, firmly denied racial bias at the confirmation hearings and talked about that her decisions were basically how that was taken out of context, that you could trace it back to Sandra Day O'Connor. So, you know, on her first day of questioning, she stopped a little bit short of saying, and something that was more controversial, that the right to abortion was settled law, and she said she wouldn't bring any preconceived notions to the high court on gun rights, and explained a ruling that was recently overturned in the case of the white New Haven, Connecticut firefighter. So in a nutshell, that's what the day was pretty much about. The toughest grilling, I guess, she got, and I wouldn't even call it grilling, was Senator Jeff Sessions. We're going to let you hear that later in the show, the Republican from Alabama, who I think was charged with, okay, you're the guy who's got to represent, dude, so ask it again and try to get some, you know, remark something out of her that we'll be able to use. But really nothing came out of it. In the end, he kind of just went along too, right? Is there any question that this woman is going to be confirmed? And we'll say it again and again and again, of course, unless some group of skeletons dances outside of the closet and nabs her somehow, there's just no way that she's not going to be confirmed. So when is the full Senate vote? In the meantime, as that goes on, the thing that I said when we first jumped on here, the fact that we've got now a House bill that is going to tax, we talked about this with Mark Olson last night on America Tonight. He was great, the author of Animal Colony, who's been on just tons of shows all over the place. But he was his book really was predicting that this sort of thing would happen, and that book came out, I want to say, maybe 6-7 months ago. So the sweeping overhaul that's been talked about for the healthcare system, right, is going to include the surtax that I said, 5.4%. So what does that mean? The tax rate is higher than the 3% they'd been discussing before, and it would only affect people making more than $1 million a year. I wonder how those people making $1 million a year feel about that. You know what they say about the rich? Sometimes they're pretty tight. So we'll see how that flies. And here's the biggest thing. President Obama says, yes, he is open to partisan vote, because if you remember when there was this push to have health care reform before the break in August, the idea was, listen, we want bipartisan support. We want Republicans to be on board with this, and, of course, Democrats to be on board with this. Now they don't even care. The top advisors are saying, forget about it. Ultimately, it's about results, right? That's all we want. We want this thing to go through. We're wasting time as we continue to battle and bang our heads against the wall. So now, really, they don't care if it is bipartisan. They're, in fact, taking a partisan route to enacting this major healthcare legislation. Ooh, and how does that going to affect you and me? I'm going to tell you about that a little bit later this hour. Next, the battle between Microsoft and Google. Greg Stebbin joins us to explain.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how.
Coming up on Sports is Shorts here on America's Night. Lance Armstrong, how's he doing in the Tour de France? Is yet another day rolls out. Stage 10, do you believe we're there already? Stage 10, and he is on the money. He is on pace to possibly win this. Is that unbelievable? At 37, what a huge comeback. Besides Lance and Sports Shorts, we'll talk about the American League once again being the dominators that they are in the All-Star game over the National League, if you spent some time watching the All-Star game. It's always fun. I think we talked about this before. It's always fun to watch the home run derby and, you know, see who hits the long ball. And, of course, the big long ball went to Prince Fielder this time around. But this was about just the game itself. We'll give you some of the ins and outs of that and talk about what happened there. In the meantime, the wars on the internet have to do with Microsoft and Google lately. And, you know, if you're paying attention, technology is moving faster than the speed of lightning. It just seems like every time you turn around, there's something different. There's something new, a new search engine, some new product, whatever it is. You just got to keep up with it, because once you get whatever it is, even the iPhone, for example, I have the iPhone, right? And the iPhone now, the updated version, has video. So while my phone is just fine, now you've got an iPhone where how easy would that be just to shoot some video? You're off somewhere, post it on a Facebook, or just for fun, have a slice of video and send it home to your family or whatever if you're out vacationing or something. So can you imagine? And that's what happens. 6 months, 7 months, it doesn't always take a year for things to change, just like we see with the iPods and whatnot. And the competition is fierce these days as to who's going to be on top. All right, so we want to speak to Greg Stebbin. We're hoping to talk to him coming up about, like I said, the battle between Google and Microsoft. And the reason that, you know, we even bring this up on Tech Tuesday, because there are other things that, you know, we could talk about, like the texting deal with the kid falling down the manhole the other day and all that sort of stuff. But Microsoft announced that they're offering Word and Excel for free online. Yeah, free online. They are going for the jugular. Yeah, they're not going to wait on the sidelines. So we're hoping that we'll catch up with Greg. We'll see if we can get him. If we can get Greg, then we'll talk about that. If not, we'll talk to him in the next day or two about that big battle. But in the meantime, I've gotten a couple of emails already from some of you on healthcare and ultimately what's going to happen here with the rich now having to pay for the rich having to pay for the poor, and we'll see ultimately if they don't feel brutal about this and want to leave the table. I'm thinking that in theory, well, if you make over $1 million, sure, I'll pay that extra tax, but I think there's going to be a heavy complaints from that more than 1%. Sounds funny to say that, because, you know, you'll talk to someone, they'll say, well, I should get taxed more if I make more, but I don't know. I don't think necessarily that's going to go over with anything but a big thud. As far as going over with a big thud, the Sonia Sotomayor stuff has not happened. And that's what we started with, talking about the defending the wise Latino remarks and ultimately what was discussed. Abortion was brought up, abortion rights and whatnot. And by the way, there was a fifth protester that they had to escort from the hearings. I don't get the deal there. I don't think it does anything for the cause of whoever the nut is that's yelling whatever it is they're yelling at, because usually you can't always tell what they're saying anyway, and then it has to be interpreted if they even bother to do that. But now it's so quick, it's like, okay, it's a small hearing, it's a small room, boom, we're going to just usher them out of here, right? And I think that this whole confirmation thing probably wraps up within maybe 2 weeks, definitely before the Senate leaves for their summer break before August, maybe even faster than was originally thought. So there is some heat that's being turned up on her, but not very much. You couldn't even burn your hand with it. Let's just put it that way, okay? That's it, you know? And then I mentioned also, too, when I got a note here from Jake, and Jake says, hey, Kate, what's the deal with the shark? I heard you briefly mention it a few minutes ago, and you said something about a 24-footer. What kind of shark was it? Well, that's the strangest thing. I looked at it when somebody sent me a picture before I actually saw the video of it, and it's about 24 feet long. That's what they're saying now, and it's one of those basking sharks. And a basking shark is the second largest shark in the sea after the whale shark. Have you ever seen the whale sharks? If you watch Discovery or any of those things, they do that series where they've done a series on whales, and it's cool. I can't remember it now. Blue Planet. They've got the whale sharks, and they're huge, right? And these basking sharks are not dangerous, really, to man. They don't have any teeth, and they call them basking sharks because they feed at the surface, and they look like they're kind of basking in the water. And they can get up to about 30 feet long. So the one they found today obviously was full grown. Now, even if in your head, I mean, how many people are going to recognize that as a basking shark? Even if in your head you think, well, geez, I don't see any teeth on that shark, I can't imagine if you were surfing and it just happened to bump into you and it was floating around the top of the water. Yeah, that could be a little unnerving. I think so. So what happens is that they usually follow lots of plankton. So if you have a large concentration of that, like in some of those bay areas, they could come in closer. They do come in closer. And then warmer seawater around the continental shelves usually is what will pull the shark in. So how this one ended up washed up the way it did, obviously dead, I don't know. But it was a wild sight to see in a very kind of crowded area where people swim in Long Island, and I can imagine there were just a few New Yorkers since it was what everybody was talking about. Because, see, that's what happens in a city that big, and you have all those different boroughs like Long Island, et cetera, Manhattan. people go out to lunch, people are listening to 1010 Winds, and, you know, every couple of minutes, whatever it is, when they reset the news, they're talking about a 24-foot shark washes up on Long Island, and that's why it created such a big stink, so to speak, because of how many times you heard it over and over and over again. In the meantime, as our blunder of the day, I'm going to serve this up early. Ted Kennedy, check this out. I happened to see this. It might have been on Drudge, or it was in one of the Boston papers I was looking at. Ted Kennedy the book is going to sell for $1,000 a copy, limited editions. Yeah, $1,000. I thought I misread that earlier, but I guess customers in Boston especially are willing, some of them, to pay for this limited edition. And you figure what Kennedy, you know, went through, obviously, and how is he doing with his health, etc. But the memoir is that's what it's going to cost. That's crazy. How many of them are issuing 1,000 copies of the book? It's called True Compass. And then they're also going to sell them, I guess, for $26, too. Not the limited edition type, but the other type would be $26. So he got $8 million in advance for writing this book. Yeah. He wrote it in collaboration with Ron Powers. If you remember, Ron Powers wrote that terrific book, Flags of Our Fathers, about the Marines who raised the U.S. flags at Iwo Jima during World War II. Remember that was turned into a movie, too? So would you pay $1,000 for a copy of this limited edition of Ted Kennedy's book? Wow. I bet you the book, though, itself, particularly in the Northeast, because as many people dislike Kennedy, hate Kennedy, and can't believe it with some of the personal things that he's gotten away with, there's just as many people that would embrace him. He's another one of those guys where there's no gray area. You either like Ted Kennedy or you totally diss Ted Kennedy and don't like Ted Kennedy. But $1,000 for 1,000 books, we'll get $1,000. They got to make money somehow with those limited editions because they paid him $8 million. So they're banking on the fact that he's a well-known senator. Hey, coming up next, we're going to talk with Greg Stebbin about the battle with Microsoft and Google. Hang with us here on America Tonight.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette, and even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60 to 75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit premiumecigarette.com. That's premium, the letter E, cigarette.com. Premiumecigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
That Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez has his own TV show. Yeah, he'll just blather on, and then it ends when he feels like it should end. It's not like our programming. There's a beginning, there's commercials, there's a middle, there's commercials, and there's an end, and there's commercials. He just goes on for however long he feels like going on. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, and here's the point of telling you about this on America Tonight. One of the things that he said on his television show is when he was talking about Obama is this, is he said that Obama is biting off more than he can chew. He mentioned in context of would he be assassinated, I hope they do not kill Obama because Obama is biting off more than he can chew. He also said he's not going to trick us with an ambiguous discourse or with a smile, and he wants to be seen as a peaceful dove, as an innocent lamb. Oh, man. And on the Honduras overthrow thing, he says the Central Intelligence Agency, the CIA, the U.S. Department of State, and the Pentagon are responsible for what happened there. Yeah, he makes my nutball list too. But it is pretty funny because here he was. When was it? A couple of months ago, the nice little dance between Chavez and Obama, and boy, he turned pretty quickly on him, didn't he? Speaking of turning, what's happening to Sonia Sotomayor, where on her third day, she deflected questions about abortion and gun rights. And it was actually for 10 hours of questioning by the Judiciary Committee senators over 2 days all together. So what is that, five a day, I guess, give or take, right? And She's not the first person to try that kind of a maneuver, although I will say Justice Roberts had a different spin on the evasive maneuvers. Take a listen to this.
To discuss anything. I can't answer that. I don't know what it's a matter. I can't talk about it. I can't answer that. I don't remember. I don't recall. I think I should stay away from discussions of particular issues. I don't think that's appropriate for me to address. I'm not going to consider issues like that. I don't want to answer. I can't comment. I don't know. That, again, is a question I can't answer. I'm not going to comment. I'm not in a position to comment. I'm not supposed to comment publicly in any way. I shouldn't be expressing an opinion. I hesitate to mention any in particular. I think it's inappropriate to comment.
The answers are misleading.
But they may be me misleading, but they're his answers.
Okay.
I have to maintain some silence.
Okay, so that was put together. We got that off of Huffington Post, so thanks to them. But they just compiled the answers. And obviously you know where they were going with this. I said this before. This is what happens to everybody that gets up there. Whatever side, whether it's Republican, Democrat, they're certainly going to go after whoever the person is. And frankly, that's their job, is to try to vet out as much information as possible. I mean, what about some of her rulings? And it's not even really clear there. And on rulings that other than the firefighters thing, nothing's really been debated except for that reverse discrimination case. It doesn't really give us any kind of an insight onto her positions. And she really is pretty much unlikely to disturb the balance, as I said before, because she's replacing a pretty generally liberal justice, David Souter, right? But Republicans are getting frustrated in trying to undercut the situation. I don't know if they're undercutting, because I think they should be doing that. They should push and try to find things out. But they're worried that she's going to bring a bias and a political agenda to the bench. But she's not shakable. She's like Perry Mason. She's going to evade, and that's what the... That's what the upshot of this is, right? So there's this big hill on Capitol Hill that is filled to the brim for a third straight day. Tourists waiting in line outside for their few seconds to witness history, right? And this will all wrap up tomorrow. Probably testimony from outside witnesses. A vote by the full Senate to confirm is expected in early August. And then she would be able to be a justice before a scheduled hearing on September 9th, and that's on a case involving federal campaign finance law. So you're not gonna see much, I think, come out of this. That's the bottom line. That's what I'm trying to say. You're not gonna see anything come out of this, no matter how hard Senator John Cornyn from Texas pushes, or Senator Arlen Specter, now a Democrat. He's not gonna get much out of her either. She's not gonna tell you anything on the abortion thing. And, you know, basically what she said, especially on the abortion thing, and this is a quote, "All I can say to you is what the court's done and the standard that the court has applied." I love that line, right? "We don't make policy choices on the court. We look at the case before us." Smart. She's trying not to give them, you know, too much to go on. Coming up, we've got birthdays this day in history and news you can abuse, but if you're a television fan, taking a break from all the politics and everything else, there may be a drama or two you watch. Maybe you like comedies. Maybe you don't like television at all, and you don't watch anything other than The Family Guy or The Simpsons or something else, South Park, I don't know. But the Emmy Awards have some interesting shows to tackle this time around, and it's coming up in California in about, I don't know, 6-7 hours from now. One of the shows that I started to watch that I thought was pretty gritty and pretty real to life was The Shield. They may end up getting a bunch of Emmys. Also, I liked the show The Wire. That was pretty good. 30 Rock comedy probably will get a bunch of nominations. But The Shield, I thought, was brilliant. And the final episode was great. A lot of times with dramas, well, even comedies, when they're trying to figure out a way to end it, they end it so badly. Remember the end of Seinfeld? If anybody out there watched the end of Seinfeld, the last episode, I just thought it didn't make any sense. I didn't understand the ending, really. To me, it just seemed like, we can't come up with anything to do, so we're just going to end it this way. But The Wire was actually a really, really good ending. Now, there's other shows that could be up. You might watch Friday Night Lights. You might watch Dexter. You might watch Lost. You might be part of the Lost crew. And like I said, the comedies, there are a ton of them. Entourage, 2 1/2 Men, Ugly Betty, Weeds. I think Weeds is pretty good. The Office, any of those. And then you have Best Comedy, Best Drama, Best Actor, Best Actress, and so on it goes. Now, I could ask Donovan Madsen for help on this, only he doesn't own a television set. Isn't that right? You don't have a TV set.
No, I don't.
I love that because I went with somebody to Fireworks, Donovan, just so you know, you're not alone in this. One of my friends brought a friend along to go see the fireworks, and people were talking about a couple of television shows, and she had no idea what they were talking about. And I said, that's great. You don't watch TV. You probably read books, do other stuff. And she said, yeah, I don't have a TV. If I watch anything, it's a movie, and it's on my computer. Do you watch movies on your computer?
I actually have a DVD player and an old computer monitor that's has a television inputs or standard video inputs, so I can watch DVDs on that. I just don't have a television receiver.
All right, so you do watch DVDs. We did discover that.
Right.
Okay.
I even watch DVDs of television shows. I'm just, 5 years out of date.
You know what? That could actually be a good thing because some of the better shows were probably in the past. I mean, the more cutting-edge stuff that you might be interested in really is on HBO or Showtime or one of those, and you can get those. You could get a Netflix. You could get them and catch up with them. And kind of, in a way, it's kind of cool because, Donovan, you're like a guy who's been in prison, and then he gets out of prison, and all of a sudden is like, whoa, this happened? There's a show about these people that got stranded on an island? You're kidding me. And you can just watch all the episodes in a row. So you don't have to deal with the coming attractions and the wait for what happens to your favorite character and all that. You just watch it all the way through.
Right. And when people tell me that, season 3 is great, but season 4 kind of goes downhill, I can just stop right there.
Exactly. So in a way, I'm envious. And there's probably somebody else out there listening that's like Donovan, and you don't have a television, and good for you. Because what happens to too many of us, too many people, you drone out in front of the the boob tube is what my grandfather used to call it. He would watch a little bit of sports and news programming and stuff, but he wasn't a big tube watcher. And he would be reading or doing the crossword puzzles, and every time somebody would turn on the TV, if it had been on for a while anyway, he'd be like, oh, this is, you need to be outside, you need to be doing something else. And he had a very good point. I guarantee reality TV would not be something that he would partake in, or some of the stuff that you see. And there's so many channels that's really what people do. They drone out. It's not appointment TV or a couple of shows here and there. It's that you just crash, and it's just warps your brain. As I said, we're going to have news you can abuse, birthdays, and that kind of stuff. But a couple of quick notes. Robert Redford, who knew this? Good for him that he's under the paparazzi wire. Robert Redford got married again. I didn't even realize this. He's 71 years old, and he's got a German girlfriend, I guess, that's an artist that he's been dating. And she's in her 50s, and they got married in Germany in a German church over the weekend. How about that? No paparazzi anywhere to be found. Of course, he's not on one of those teeny bopper shows like The Hills or any of those, or Gossip Girl, so it probably puts him off the radar somewhat. Hang with us.
D. Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet, or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Better than the moon myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking.
Ooh-hoo.
Ooh-hoo. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black.
Always fun to end on birthdays. We got a couple of them for you. Will Ferrell, boy, he's done well, hasn't he? He's in yet another movie. Saturday Night Live alum, does well. Remember Anchorman, Elf? I like both of those, actually. He's 42 years old. Corey Feldman, he was a child star that ended up screwed up with drugs and drinking and everything else, but I think he's straight now. He was in Gremlins and Goonies. He is 38 years old. We have a ton of other birthdays for you, too, some of whom you may recognize the names. And others, well, I'll just have to tell you what their birthday is, and you'll have to sit there wondering, I think I know who that is. It turns out that I think if you're in Hollywood, unless you're a super, superstar, it's better to be the character actor because you always end up getting work. The sidekick guy that, oh, yeah, I know who you are, but you can't really place them. You know the face, but you can't really place their name, right? Then they probably don't have the paparazzi after them as much either. Let's go to news you can abuse. Sex can be fun. Oh, really? Well, that is the controversial message for teenagers that they're pumping out in England, the National Health Services, anyway. A new sex education pamphlet is called Pleasure. It encourages educators to tell teenagers about the positive side of sex. It even has a section called An Orgasm a Day. Critics up in arms say the message is flat out wrong for a country that has high rates of teenage pregnancy and sexually transmitted diseases. Yeah, pretty much you know what's going to happen. They're going to skim over just a couple of key words and not read the fine print. So I'd have to agree. A little tricky there. This from Little Rock, Arkansas. The aerial saw. Some people have seen it and they thought it was like a flying saucer, but apparently there's this thing called the aerial saw that helps utility companies trim trees in those high voltage transmission lines, you know, and they get caught up in it. And they actually pulled it out yesterday to demonstrate it because, like I said, some people thought it was something else. How do you think it's a flying saucer? I don't know. But it's one of six of these that they have. The aerial solutions people, I guess, leased these cool saws to the power companies from the Midwest to the Deep South. And it is a flying saw. It's a 20-foot stack of saws that dangle from a helicopter. And it's not cheap. So power companies pay about $2,000 an hour for the service. But it's safer than having crews in the trees trying to trim them with the chainsaws. Man, I am so curious as to what that looks like. Anybody seen one of these saws? 20-foot stack of saws dangling from a helicopter. Boy, they must have them securely hooked in there. Can you imagine if one of them actually dropped? This is kind of a cool idea when you're trying to raise money. In Hillsboro, Missouri, a Missouri sheriff is turning the lockup into a bed and breakfast for a night. The Jefferson County Sheriff's Department, get this, is charging $50 a person or $90 for a couple for a tour of a recent addition, an overnight stay. The proceeds go to the bucks they raise, go to mattresses at the new jail. So the guests will be able to take home a bed and breakfast t-shirt, souvenir, mug shots, all that stuff, and they get to stay there. I don't know that I want to be in lockup and have to pay $90 to do it, or $50, whatever. Yeah, I don't think so. Speaking of lockup, this isn't a bad idea. It's a probably a good distraction for the women who are in prison, but the Decatur Correctional Center has a cool thing that they call the Dog Grooming Training Program, or CLIP. And it's to help the women in prison to give them a better perspective, I guess, or a new attitude or whatever, or somebody to help. So what they do is they've got inmates who get the training on how to clip dogs, how to groom dogs, and that's what they do. They spend some part of their days grooming dogs. Now, apparently it's worked okay because some of the inmates who have gotten out have found jobs in the dog grooming industry right after they were, pretty much after they were released. So, hey, bravo, absolutely. And finally, this one, the game of golf from Huntsville, Utah. There's a duffer named Jeff Holt who's created a 17-foot by 8.5-foot mural with colored golf tees. He's a football fan as well, so there's a picture of the 2006 BYU versus Utah game. He had a drill, check this out, 100,000 holes for the tees, 100,000. Then drill them again because paint made the fit too tight. The drilling took 5 weeks. He figured his golf tee mural would be a weekend project. Even with some helpers, it took 400 hours and about $15,000 to finish. I don't know, work of art, crazy, too much time on your hands, too much money, not sure. We move to this day in history. It's July 16th, like it or not. I won't say it, but boy, this summer, can you believe we're already halfway through July? On this date in 1790, a site along the Potomac River was designated the permanent seat of the U.S. government. The area became Washington. In 1909, the Audi auto company was founded in Germany by August Horch under the name Horch Automobile Werk. A legal dispute resulted in Horch renaming the company the following year. In 1945, the United States exploded its first experimental atom bomb in the desert of Alamogordo, New Mexico. In 1957, Marine Major John Glenn set a transcontinental speed record, did you know this, by flying a jet from California to New York in 3 hours, 23 minutes, and 8 seconds. seconds. Yes, indeed. In 1973, during the Senate Watergate hearings, former White House aide Alexander P. Butterfield publicly revealed the existence of President Richard Nixon's secret taping system, and the rest is history. In 1979, Saddam Hussein became president of Iraq, and who knew then what the ending would be for him. In 1994, the first of 21 pieces of Comet Shoemaker-Levy, or Levi, rather, 9, smashed into Jupiter to the joy of astronomers awaiting the fireworks that ensue, the celestial kind of fireworks. 10 years ago, oh, I can't believe this has been 10 years, John F. Kennedy Jr., his wife Carolyn, her sister Lauren Bessett died when their single-engine plane piloted by Kennedy plunged into the Atlantic Ocean near Martha's Vineyard. They were going to a cousin's wedding, and that wedding was obviously canceled on that particular day, and there was, it was a weekend, and there maybe it wasn't a Friday or a weekend. There was so much coverage on that. Anyway, let's move on to blowing out the birthday candles. Time for birthdays. I've already given you a couple of them. Here's one. Former tennis player Margaret Court is 67. Remember, she played Bobby Riggs before Billie Jean King did, and she lost. That's what prompted Billie Jean King to take him on. Playwright Tony Kushner is 53 years old. The Lord of the Dance, dancer Michael Flatley, is 51 years old. Former NFL kicker Gary Anderson is 50 years old. Actress Phoebe Cates is 46. Country singer Craig Morgan, 45. Actress Rainn Fryer is 40 years old. Also celebrating a birthday, actress Anna Lynn McCord is 22 years old. On the other side of things, soul singer William Bell is 70. Former Attorney General Dick Thornburgh, 77 years old. Actor Corin Redgrave is 70 years old. Actor singer Reuben Blades is 61 years old. Rock composer musician Stuart Copeland, you know, from The Police, 57 years old. That's a good milestone. I used to like The Police, actually. Even you could go retro, I think, with the police. Also celebrating a birthday, rock singer Ryan McCombs from a group I like, Drowning Pool, 35 years old. Ed Kowalski from Live is 38. A lot of rock musicians. Actor Daryl Chill Mitchell is 44 years old. If you're celebrating a birthday today, go out and treat yourself, or maybe your friends will surprise you. Ooh, like those surprise parties. Has anyone ever thrown you a surprise party? My 30th birthday? Ooh, not a pretty sight. The blindfold, the whole thing. I mean, hey, I got to give them credit. They did surprise me, absolutely. I'm going to leave you with this thought from Norman Cousins. What was most significant about the lunar voyage was not that man set foot on the moon, but that they set eye on the Earth.
A man with your responsibilities reading about the end of the world. I am become death, the destroyer of worlds.